NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dungy to attend March for Life. By Dylan Gwynn on January 19, 2023. Former Indianapolis Colts head coach Tony Dungy announced Thursday that he and his wife, Lauren, will attend the 2023 March for Life in Washington, D.C., for the first time. Dungy also announced that he would attend the event with former New England Patriot and fellow pro-life advocate Benjamin Watson. "Tomorrow Lauren and I will be in Washington, D.C. attending the 2023 March for Life," he said. "It will be my first time at the march and I'm looking forward to joining my friend at Benjamin Watson and thousands of others who will be there to support those unborn babies who don't have a voice. This year's march is expected to be an extra festive event since it is the first march since Roe v. Wade was overturned last June. Now, the tens of thousands of pro-life supporters and advocates will have something else to celebrate since Dungy will not just be attending the event, but he will also deliver a speech." The former Steeler and Colt has shown no hesitancy to defend the unborn despite his current position as a mainstay on NBC's Sunday Night Football. In December of 2020, Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock, D., described himself as a pro-choice pastor. The next day, Dungy responded by questioning Warnock's Christianity, given his views on abortion. In a subsequent exchange where Warnock sought to solidify his pro-abortion stance despite his being a pastor, Dungy re-challenged the senator. "It all comes down to what you believe about the organism growing inside the mother," Dungy explained. "Is it a life or not? If it is just growing tissue, then your choice makes sense. If it's a life, then it's obviously not okay to choose to end it. What does your Bible tell you it is? Psalm 139:16. In another more high-profile instance, Dungy took President Biden to task for flip-flopping on his 2015 abortion stance on When Life Begins. "I'm curious as to what new information the president has gotten that has changed his mind on abortion and life." Reading the article, he seemed to talk about what his faith required him to accept. "What has caused him to move away from that faith-based position?" Dungy wrote. The 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, in large part, led to the creation of the annual March for Life. On Friday, almost exactly 50 years later, marchers will not only celebrate the defeat of Roe but also chart the next steps for the pro-life movement in a country where abortion is once again a state issue.